Hi, friends. Owen Locke and Rick Talley here from Locke & Company Distilling.
First off, we'd like to thank Sam and Jay at the Unfiltered Podcast for all they do in our industry, community, and more importantly, it's just good to work with great guys like them. Owen and I are Colorado natives. We've spent more than a decade perfecting our Aspen-aged rye whiskey, and we think it's well worth the wait. Rye whiskey usually isn't for the faint of heart, but we have to say this is hands down some of the smoothest rye on the market.
That comes from our 95% rye, 5% barley mash bill, and our unique aging process. We age our whiskey in smaller 30-gallon barrels for a minimum of 2 years, and then we finish the rye by adding hand-cut and hand-charred aspen discs harvested from our family property outside of Fairplay, Colorado. This artisanal process produces an extremely smooth rye with notes of light brown sugar, cinnamon, to balance the spiciness of the rye grain, truly delivering a taste like none other.
So, if you enjoy gold medal winning spirits, want to support small business, please consider making Locke & Co. Aspen Aged Rye Whiskey your next purchase.
You can find our Aspen Aged Rye Whiskey at many bars and restaurants and most liquor stores on the Front Range and throughout Colorado. Check us out at lockandcodistilling.com. That's L-O-C-K-E at lockandcodistilling.com. Cheers from Rick and Owen.
Starting to reopen.
Here it's been good. It's been changes. It's been a lot. I think we were just saying, well, so since January.
Now which January are we talking about? Now, 2020 or 2021?
This is 2020, I guess.
I have no idea what year it is.
When you guys. Yeah, I
don't know. Yeah, since we were here in 2020, it's been a shit show.
I got a lay down for you guys right here, right? So we probably saw you guys. I think I remember the ads game we went to. It was right before we were going on a trip to Europe.
Yeah.
Actually, right? Is that right?
That's exactly
right. We were going on our baby moon, as they call it.
Okay.
And actually, probably like 2 or 3 days after I saw you guys is when TJ, my business partner.
Yeah.
Approached me. We had a meeting actually to resolve our differences.
2 days after?
Probably somewhere around when we had seen you guys, right? Because we were going to Europe maybe like a week after.
Okay.
And this was like, probably 3 or 4 days before we went to Europe. He approached me and said, hey, I want to buy you out of the company. I'm done. I'm done with you and done with everything. And I was floored, you know, and it's kind of, he says, you got 30 days to figure it out. And I was like, well, you know, my wife's pregnant. And he said, yeah. And, you know, we're going to Europe in like 3 days to go do a last hurrah. And, yeah. And okay, well, I guess I'll let you know in 30 days. Long story short.
Wait, did that ruin your vacation?
Yeah, it kind of fucked with the vacation.
I was going to say, like, every time you ordered a drink or pay a hotel bill, you're like,
you're supposed to be enjoying Europe.
What am I supposed to be doing with this money? Like, is this better spent back in the States?
Good.
Yeah. Fuck that guy. I mean, I shouldn't say that. He may not listen to
the podcast.
I don't know. Does he listen or not?
I mean, I'm not sure.
TJ, he might. Bold move. Let me just leave it at that.
We'll put it there. Yeah. So we spent a lot of time talking about things we didn't need to be talking about when we were on our European vacation.
But, you guys didn't have baby name conversations. You had.
You're right. Not baby name. Yeah. We had conversations.
Adult conversations.
Adult.
Like real grown ass
dude. I would have lost it. You know what? If that was my wife, then I had to like go home and be like, hey, I got something to tell you, but I'm going to tell you on the plane.
Yeah.
She wouldn't have talked to me for the whole trip.
No, right.
Which, you know.
Well, you're already stressed at the airport, right? Yeah. You got to get your passports out. You got to be there on time. Oh, honey, yeah.
COVID's twisting in the wind in the middle of all that, right?
Oh, COVID. We followed COVID home.
COVID followed us home.
You brought it here.
Yeah. Bastard.
You and my brother, basically.
We might have, because we both kind of felt really We went to Italy, where we went to all the tourist destinations, and then we went to Morocco. We were in Morocco, and when we were in Morocco, Italy shut down.
Holy shit, Willie.
And we felt shitty in Morocco for like 2 days.
Were you scared that you weren't going to be able to get back?
We were scared we weren't going to be able to get back. We were definitely scared, because we thought, that Italy shut, and then like Spain shut down. So we went to Morocco and then up to Spain. Then we eventually flew out of Madrid.
Okay.
And I think Madrid shut down. or 3 weeks after we were there as well. So wow. We were totally like COVID ball. It was pretty wild. And we might have infected people.
Did you just keep looking over your shoulder? Like between TJ and the vid, what else is chasing us across Europe?
A little baby coming at me. One cell at a time.
A human being that you have to raise.
Oh my God.
So you guys are talking. You and Teresa are talking. Like, can you walk us through, not to ruin the vacation, having serious conversations.
Yeah,
were you thinking about?
Yeah, we just had a lot of talk of just what the future would look like, how running this place would be, I don't know. I guess it's hard.
Was she already working here?
She was not. No.
So she was pregnant, and she was making macrame plant holders.
That's right, which are still hanging.
Yeah, yes. I was going to say, I feel like I should probably leave with a couple of those today. I need some new ones.
They're no longer for sale. So
God
you're screwed.
I actually could use those bad. But
no, it was a lot. It was a lot. So actually what was going through our head is what brings up what we were talking about now is we kind of had plans for Crested Butte before our trip. And I think a big reason why TJ decided to make the move that he did is that he thought that we were just going to kind of abandon Zuni Street in Denver and then just start this new brewery up in Crested Butte, because that's where we wanted to go personally with our kid and with our lives and whatnot. So when we were there and we had this decision, I guess, in Europe, and we were thinking about this, it's, you know, I guess the question is, it's like, hey, do you take the money and run and go and just start a new thing? And
you're at the Vatican, where people always make the best of choices.
Yes, the Catholicism has always led to good choices, indeed.
Sorry to all.
It led to me, ladies and gentlemen. Let's leave it at that.
Nope, exactly.
Hey. Yeah. 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 Nope. Point made.
Proof's in the pudding.
Yeah. Right
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Thanks.
But
premarital sex minus birth control. Yeah. I mean,
well, I was going.
Let's pile on.
Irish whiskey. Maybe. Yeah. You know, hey.
What do they call it? A September May relationship? Anyway.
I like it. I was born in May.
I was not. I'm a January baby.
Yeah.
I'm a prom conception, I think, is what I am.
Hey, nice. Nice. To end the question, that's what we thought a lot about, actually, is hey, do we take the money and start something new, or do we take what we've already built and or what I've already built and expand it and move on from there? Yeah.
So you came back from Europe.
Yeah.
World's fucking imploding as it goes. What was the conclusion you guys came to? Did you buy TJ out? Did TJ buy you out? I feel like I'm 11 months behind the curve on this.
Yeah, the conclusion obviously was for us to buy TJ out.
Okay.
And so how it all kind of worked out, according to our operating agreement, is if we ever had a disagreement, is that he would set the price, and I either got to take the money at that price or buy him out at that price. Okay. And he set a price that was palatable and easier to handle. And so
did he give you that number before Europe or after?
Before Europe.
Okay. So and you guys had a budget to plan for.
Yeah, we had to know kind of how much we had to get. So we had 30 days to tell him what we were going to do. Then we had 30 days after that to come up with the money.
Okay.
Yeah.
As a banker, I can tell you that's a tight window.
It's a tight window. I talked to a lot of banks, and I'll be honest, actually, the banks were, one bank was ready to help, but we found help through family.
It's probably a better way to go, frankly.
Yeah. Yep. It was, I think.
How'd those conversations go?
With family?
Yeah.
Or banks? Or
just with family. Like, how do you... Yes, a bank is obviously a risk.
Yeah.
The family in itself has its own kind of risk, right? Like,
yeah.
Relationships can be a ruin.
Sure. No, I think, luckily for me, I think my family, they come from a business entrepreneurial background, and so they understood these things happen, but then they've also... They're all here in Denver, and they have seen what Zuni Street is and how good the beer is and what I've put into it and what I've built, and so they believed in it, and they actually, it wasn't hard. I was pretty stoked at how much my family had my back. You know what I mean? They kind of saw it from the other side. It was like, holy shit, you know, like, you have your babies coming, this is your business, this is your livelihood, like, no, we're here to help you and to figure this out. So it was
not nice. Not a Catholic family.
No.
I don't want you to be humble here, but I know it's hard because I know the kind of person that you are. Over the last 12 months, how have you kind of uncovered your strengths as a leader? Like you, that's a big choice, right?
Sure.
You've gone from just, I'm the guy at the back of the house who makes the beer, to now you are the head of a brand that's growing.
Yeah. The whole thing.
Were you shocked? Did you know you had this in you? I mean,
yeah, I think I did. I give a lot of credit to my grandfather who, I talked with him and he's opened and closed a lot of businesses. And I think that he gave me a lot of courage that he kind of just said, he told me, you know how to do this better than you think you know how to do this. Because I know you, Willie, and I know what you can do, and you can do this. And that really gave me a big courage and confidence to tackle this. And it's been fun. It's been cool. It's to be honest, at the time I was ready to kind of to expand myself and to learn more and to step into bigger roles and to take more responsibility and ownership and.
How much of you being prepared to do that was, like, mentally allocated for a baby, and maybe had to, I haven't had to use this word in a while, but had to pivot quicker and faster to expanding mentally for a business, and then start over again, maybe to some degree, to mentally prep for having that baby again, a month later or whatever. Yeah. I mean, like, how much. I guess what I'm saying is, like, I feel like my mental reserves are only allocated up to so much.
Sure.
And in a situation like that, I feel like I'd be like, boom, okay, whatever was saved for the baby in 6 months, I'm going to use right now. I'm going to have to find it again for the baby in 6 months.
Yeah. Yeah, you should ask my wife that question.
Okay.
Because she's
where is Teresa, by the way?
She's actually coming here not in about an hour.
We're
going to
stick a mic in her face.
One thing about once you have a kid... you realize how much little sleep you can.
I just had this conversation today.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. Okay. I've never needed 9 hours of sleep in my life. Why have I been doing that?
Five is perfectly fine. Exactly.
You're not going to make good decisions necessarily, and you're not going to look like
figure out what time of day you make the best decision.
Right. That's smart. Yeah. You know when to talk to people and not to talk
to
people.
Schedule those meetings. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
I guess here's. Here's my eating my humble pies. I think the one thing to throw in here is that TJ and I signed the documents to be gone with him at the end of February.
Okay.
And so I had 2 weeks of running this place by myself, and then COVID hit.
Yeah. Cool. So sweet.
Now
awesome.
It's a baby, new business, and a pandemic. It was fucking nuts.
And no hockey for you to release with.
Heavy hockey. Do you know how stoked I was when they said they were going to do the bubble, man? I was fucking...
Finally, I have something!
That was fun.
Saw the stars make the finals.
Yeah. It's been a while.
No, it was wild. I don't really know how to explain how it all... The mental load, it's wild. I fucking put a full plate and just kept the full plate and kept eating and then refilling, you know.
Yeah.
To your credit, you look amazing. You don't look like you put up with the shit that it sounds like you put up with for the last 15 months.
I don't know.
You're hiding it someplace.
Somewhere. It's all the weed I smoke, I guess.
That's one of my former students right there.
Well, let's not invite him over.
He's
and
a good kid.
Really
he's a good kid. He's big.
Unleash.
He's a podcast supporter, by the way.
Oh, well, always. Then in that case, invite him over.
Yes,
and,
shall.
It's good. It's good to know that
maybe you won't see me.
Willie's...
Sean.
Willie's Sean. Release or Willie's escape was A, still available over the last 15 months, and B, one that a lot of people probably participated in, and maybe for the first time during the pandemic.
Ah, well, good for them.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not talking about me as a first timer. I'm just saying, you know.
What did you do now that you're running the show, kind of February, 1st of March, 2020?
Yeah.
Was it like... Okay, now you have to make really hard decisions, right? It's not just keeping a business alive. It's are you laying people off? Like, what are you doing a year ago or 14 months ago?
Well, what's the first... When we found out it was closed, the first thing we did... Well, never laying people off was on my mind. It was always, how can we stay open, still make money, and still give people hours, and hopefully, you know, collect on tips from the neighborhood. So it kind of hit at an okay time because winter time, we're short staffed anyways. Summertime, it's like people come back and work, and then fall, there's people who just kind of say, oh, I'm done, and they go. So we kind of didn't have too many people to begin with, which was nice and easy to work with, but we just kind of figured out. And, you know, I worked a lot with these guys, and I asked, you know, like, hey, what, okay, so if we do 8-hour shifts or we're open for 8 hours selling crawlers, you know, is it better if one person works that 8-hour shift, two people work that 8-hour shift? Do we split it into 2 4-hour shifts so four people can then get in on the money making and the and whatnot? And so that's essentially what we came up with, was just having 2 4-hour shifts throughout the day
with two beer tenders or
with
one
four.
Two, okay, so you had 8 people cycling through here every day.
No, sorry. With just 2 beer tenders at one time.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Sorry.
So 4 people.
4 in a day.
4 people.
Yeah.
So you kept 4 people employed every day.
Every day. Yeah. And a big credit to the community because they tipped huge. You know, I think that's what honestly got a lot of it through, is guys come through and just tip hundreds of dollars on guys and gals, I shouldn't say.
Yeah.
When
people.
I say guys, I mean people.
I'm looking out the window as you say this. Was this apartment complex finished and leased up when you...
No, it's not like there just yet. Finished.
It's
like
not even there yet. Yeah.
A few weeks ago, yeah.
Because I look around this neighborhood, and I've been up here a couple times just in the last month, which is nice. There's a lot of walkable residential people up here, yeah. So I feel like you may have been better positioned than a couple of other breweries, at least, because you're in a tight knit, cool, walkable neighborhood that people live in. They don't just work in. So yeah. I got to feel like that helped your beer tenders, and that helped Zuni Street a little bit.
Yeah. People walking their dogs, going up and getting groceries or takeout or whatever, stop at Zuni Street, get a crowler. Yeah, for sure.
It's good.
We have a lot of people around us.
I didn't want to waste this question when you and I were first talking when I got here, but yeah. Like, what did the community do March, April, May of last year to support Zuni Street? Like, did you feel that community support, or all? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, we felt the community support huge. And we heard it from them too, which was kind of cool. You know, it's we would play music outside, even though we couldn't see it, we'd still play upbeat, good music to keep people going. It kind of was just, I'm like choking up, guys, like thinking about it, just how we gave them beer and good times, and they gave us support and monetary funds and got us through it for sure. So
I mean, that's been the beauty of this entire city, I think, of the country, quite honestly, when it comes to craft beer, is
yeah,
you see places like Zuni Street, Strange Craft, right? Going to talk to Tim a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
You get the same story.
Seems like forever already, but...
It's we went to those local places. We went to the, you know, I think about our Indian food restaurant down by where Catherine and I live.
Dude.
You know, just making sure you just get it delivered.
Tanya and I ordered pizza every Tuesday night from the same little Italian deli across the street, just to... Because I knew that old lady had been doing it in the same spot, in the same neighborhood, when my parents were raising kids 40 years ago, so we did it. But
yeah. Things seemed really shitty a year ago. They seemed tough.
And when we think
somehow,
they seem shitty,
shit,
yeah, like, we think they seem shitty now, but they're not even close, right?
No,
they don't even hold a candle.
You signed up to get your vaccine. Like, we got vaccines rolled out in a year.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty good on
good on whoever,
the world.
Right?
Yeah, it's pretty.
Yeah, humans.
Yeah, humans.
Yeah, that's some good human power right there.
We've done some terrible things, but my God, this last year, you know, we managed.
There's plenty of time for both still to develop further. But
I appreciate the earnestness and the honesty there.
Yeah,
really,
I think Willie got a little torn up there for a second.
It's good.
Yeah, sorry.
It's a perfect.
We like you. It's been a heavy year, man.
And we haven't done shit compared to Willie. Yeah. Really flew to Europe. Really bought a business,
yeah,
basically. Decided at the same time to start another business, which we haven't even gotten to yet.
Yeah.
And had a baby.
Yeah. Those are a few big things.
Yeah. I just hunkered down in the basement, stayed, you know, sufficiently sober to do my job and get paid, but
fair
then
enough.
Sufficiently not sober to do my job and still get paid.
Yeah. It's... So. I'm excited for what is to come for craft beer. I mean, I'm glad that we're having this conversation with Willie now because, like, it's a good foray into the summer, you know, and what's going to happen. But what an industry. What a fantastic industry for you and I to be a part of.
Like, oh, dude.
We're on the periphery.
We're so privileged to be attached to this and associated with it in a way that we're – I mean, let's face it. You and I are just fanboys at the end of the day.
We really are. Oh. Dirty Nails brewer over here.
What's wrong? What's he supposed to do? Get a freaking manicure before
we were talking about? We appreciated your kind of.
There was no video. So I don't know, you know.
It was.
Hey, cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah, like it's.
Cheers.
Oh no, I gave you the wrong beer though.
It's fine.
He's still gonna drink it.
Okay.
Oh, you guys. Okay.
There we go.
It's all good. You got the vaccine.
That is true. I'm guessing the next half of this interview is gonna take a while.
I gotta just.
Not bad, eh?
No. I love seeing the Schwarz beer on the menu, and the fact that Willie remembered that was our first encounter.
Tell us about...
That chokes me up a little bit.
Gotcha, Jay.
Not only, William, have you now become the CEO of a business.
Is that really your title?
Lofty, no. Okay. Nope, but...
Teresa's the CEO.
I don't know. Yeah. This guy's got the DNA of a CEO, if I've ever seen it. He'll be running Coors before you know it.
Well, that's another conversation.
Exactly. Tell us about this little endeavor that you've got going on with the location number dose.
Numero dose, yeah. So where to begin, I guess. So Crested Butte is where we're putting a new brewery. I guess start with that. Let's killing it on the conversation there.
I'll let you answer, but I want to know, what's your relationship to Crested Butte?
Yeah, personally? Let's start there.
Relationship to Crested Butte, I'll make it easy and quick here. Well, so I grew up in Denver. My dad has been in Crested Butte for a long time.
Lived or spent time?
Like
Lived, okay.
He moved up there when I was about 8 or 9.
Okay.
His work was remote, so he could kind of live wherever he wanted to, and that's where he chose to live. Me and my mom weren't getting along so well. I was 4 of 4 kids. I have 2 shitty older brothers, and I was the third of 3 shitty sons. My sister was a fucking angel, of course.
My guess is those 2 brothers didn't invest in the buyout of TJ, so we'll...
Well,
I'm the oldest of 3 shitty brothers, so...
You're the oldest? I thought you were the youngest.
No, I'm the oldest.
Oh, I'm the oldest of just shitty.
Old shit.
Yeah.
No, just kidding. What happened? Some sophomore year of high school, I threw a party at my mom's house, and then I went to my dad's house for spring break. So it was right before spring break.
She
was out of town. No, she was out of town. Yeah, so she went out of town.
And then basically never came back to Denver.
Don't come back here ever.
That's what happened. Mom came back. She said, you threw a fucking party at the house. Don't come home. Stay with your dad. I'm done.
Remind me where you went to high school, because I feel like this is going to help.
Cherry Creek High School.
So a Cherry Creek High School student party when mom's out of town.
That's great, right before spring break. I just moved a block from Cherry Creek High School.
I imagine rivaled the CU party. Parties back in the day. So
it was a good party.
Yeah,
it was a good party.
We got Coke.
Willie's getting choked up again, but this is
but for a different reason. Right. It's his heart this time. Yeah. We got a valve shutting her down here. That was.
So you're told not to come back to Denver.
Not to come back. And not to not make my mom sound so heartless. She did call me about, you know, 48 hours later and say, I'm so sorry, Willie. Please come home. But the moment,
damage was done.
The damage was done. And I also, at the moment, I realized that Crested Butte hadn't had their spring break yet, and that was coming 2 weeks later. So at the moment, my first thought was like, well, shit, I'm going to say yes because I get two spring breaks.
Oh, man. I'm already transferred. Everything's fine.
You really hurt me, Mom. It's going to take some time to process this.
And also, it was the mountains, man. You know, I don't know. It's a hard – it was – I definitely was on a not good path. There's my vocabulary. And I think going to Crest Butte and honestly going to a smaller school, you know, I went from like the biggest public school, like the smallest public school in the state. That helped. I think having some influence, you know, from my dad helped. He's kind of a sturdy hand, if you would want to put it that way. Not like he beat me or anything. God, shit.
No, it makes sense. Yeah.
You know, he just.
It's a different time, Willie.
Yeah, no,
it's
a different time. Hey.
You got to A and B it, man.
We can unpack some of that shit later, because I got stories.
I don't think it's gendered. Like, I'm the easy parent. Catherine's the disciplinarian, for sure. I'm the one that's like...
Yeah, there's kind of... Right.
Yeah, you get into balance.
I'm definitely going to be the easy one. Teresa's going to be the somewhat of the bad cop, you know?
I have a tagline with my kids at home, which is, I've probably done it, but if I don't want to talk to you about it, your mom did way worse than I did, so go deal with her on this one. And that, and like, the kids look at me like, is that red? We're going to push it with dad. You know, and it works out pretty well, because most of the time it just means I don't have to be emotionally available.
Boom.
Parenthood 101, right? Oh, there. Like
it. Yeah,
open yourself up.
Know that one.
Build walls, baby. Build walls.
Don't listen to him at all, Willie.
Okay, so yeah, where am I getting to? Anyways.
All of a sudden you're in Crest Butte.
Got to Crest Butte. Another big reason I loved Crest Butte was I met Teresa there. She was born and raised Crest Butte-ian.
Is that the word? Is that the
Crest Butte-ian, like Martian.
I love that. I did not know that. I dig it.
Yeah, so she's born native there. We dated in high school. We didn't date in high school. We dated again in high school. I went to college. We separated. We remained friends. And then, you know, 5-6 years later, we reconnected, dated. Now we're married, have a baby.
Baby.
And so, yeah, kind of Crested Butte. Well, and then to take it why the brewery's coming there is we had always dreamed and envisioned of living in the mountains, because who doesn't want to live in the mountains? If we can figure out a way to do it. The baby was coming. We wanted to give our baby kind of the cool mountain life that Teresa had. And so it's like, well, let's try to figure out how we can incorporate brewing into a mountain town. And we actually spent a lot of time researching and looking. And, you know, we thought long and hard about Steamboat, but Steamboat's already got like 6 breweries.
Yeah.
Thought long and hard about Silverton, which actually Silverton has 3 breweries.
Does it really?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. But then kind of like, it was just kind of laying out there in front of us. We were.
Was it not the obvious choice from the beginning? I mean, you guys, were you avoiding it intentionally?
Maybe, you know, because it's like, hey, you don't necessarily want to go home. Like, there's packages that come with going home.
Yeah.
Is your dad still there?
Dad's still there. Her family's still there. So.
Not the town necessarily she grew up in, I imagine.
Not the town she grew up in at all, exactly. So she's feeling it's a different
place. The nostalgia's not necessarily there. I mean, it's nostalgic, but not what she's remembering. Yeah. So I can imagine that.
And also the space, too. We couldn't find a space. But, yeah.
I was just going to say, and literally having just been there in the last 3 weeks, I'm going to lend outsider perspective. 1.5 breweries by my count, frankly. Right?
Yeah, there's one and a half, you call it.
Yeah, one production brewery that I couldn't get into, but their beer was everywhere. And then one proclaimed brewery that only had one of its own beers on tap at the time.
Right. Elk Avenue Brewing, I think is what it's called.
Eldo. Yeah, is that the
ubiquitous name? Or the...
That's the popular local nomenclature?
Yeah, the Eldo. And it's... Yeah, both...
The beer that I did have was amazing.
Yeah, they... Both make good beer, but I think there's room for more beer in that valley, especially for how popular that valley is becoming.
It's not a cool place to go, frankly, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't go there unless you want to drink beer at Zunich.
No, if you don't want to have fun, that is definitely not the place for you.
Yeah, it's overrun
don't
with
go there.
Drunk college kids and
We've been there three times. Like, love Crested Butte.
I don't even know how to describe it.
It's the fucking...
I have never skied there. Amazing. I have never skied there until 3 weeks ago.
It's epic.
No, I've never skied there. The summer season's crazy there.
Summer's like, amazing. Summer's amazing. I've spent more than my fair share of time there in the summer. Been kicked out of my... More than my fair share of bars.
Mountain biking was invented there, is the claim. Just to throw that out there.
The golf there. To throw that
out
there.
Is there a lot of golf out there?
Golf course, that's pretty awesome.
And it's just, they're building another one, too.
And in Gunnison, they have an awesome golf course, too.
TPC is rumored to be opening up a golf course there.
I don't know what that acronym is.
Tour Player Championship.
Whoa.
It's a big one.
Sounds big time.
No, it's, sorry, Willie, to burst that bubble.
Settle down.
It is the new Aspen.
No, it's not. It can't be.
No, he's happy.
No.
Half of him is happy. Half of
him
is
It's a half. It's a,
It's either, it's maybe the new Telluride, I think. Like, people love it. They love it.
It's the shit. It's, I mean, for a long time it was called the Last Great Ski Town. I guess the last part has been removed and it's just a great ski town.
Hey, when I was there, the lift lines were short.
Yeah.
I had one spring slushy ski day that I literally got sunburnt down and my face is still recovering, and then I literally woke up to 4 inches of powder the next day.
Yeah,
and it was cold as fuck.
Sounds right.
But the skiing was amazing, and
actually
it was
pretty good with that soft shit underneath.
Yeah,
did you break your arm there?
Nah, that, where did I break my arm? That was Winter Park that I broke my arm. Yeah.
Hey, can you handle this interview, because I gotta go to the bathroom?
I barely handle it with you here, so we'll see how it goes.
Can you just ask him about, like, the business plan? Banker?
Oh, yeah, banker hat. Yeah, I'll put on the banker
you know
hat.
Money, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. No.
Turn
no.
the hat.
Clearly I don't, because nobody called me for this business acquisition. No.
He's very hurt.
Not at all. Not
sorry.
At all. No. I actually don't like doing business with people that I get to know and am friendly with.
Well,
I like
to go local,
I like
too.
To be able to help.
Yeah.
But I don't. It's a weird fine line, right? Like, I want to be able to walk in here and be like, Willie, I would love a beer, but I also saw your tax returns last year. That's a weird conversation.
Weird conversation.
Yeah. So, yeah. All right. So, when it's all said and done, Crested Butte becomes the place. And there are now, effectively, three Crested Buttes, correct?
What do you mean by three
Crested
Buttes?
Well, we have Mount Crested Butte.
Okay, yeah.
And what I would equate to a village area for the ski resort.
Yeah.
I don't know if they like calling it a resort. And then you have Crested Butte, which is like a Main Street historic district. And then Zuni CB. What are we calling it? What's the...
We're calling it Zuni West. That's what we're going to call it.
Okay.
So we're Zuni Street here. We're going to call it Zuni West Brewery and Tap Room out there.
Got it. I like it.
Yep.
Because like we're southwest,
west.
But
it's southwest, but Zuni Southwest was too much.
It's a mouthful.
And Zuni South, I think we're more west than south.
I agree.
So I felt like west was a better.
There's no judgment here. So you're in. And Zuni South would be for the CB South. But,
CB South, yeah.
Well,
so that is
you're
in
a conundrum.
That is fucked. We're gonna be Zuni West in CB South.
CB South. That's a whole t-shirt right there.
That could be a great t-shirt.
Maybe a compass
it's
on there, too?
It's the logo.
Yeah,
it's or not the slogan. Zuni West and CB South doesn't really even mean anything except where we are.
Yeah.
And it already sounds cool.
Yeah. Boom. Hey, that's $20. That's it.
Okay. Who takes over the brewing here, then?
Well, wait.
Riley will. Maybe we'll get Riley out here, too, actually, to see if he wants to talk.
We might as well. We're going to need a new hookup in this joint.
Right? I'll be gone, bitches.
No, we're moving to Crested Butte.
Yeah, no shit. I told Tanya 6 weeks ago we were moving to Crested Butte, so apparently it's...
That is on our list.
Now
I swear.
I mean...
That's number one
Tanya
or two.
Tanya was looking at jobs at the Crested Butte Community School or whatever they call it. So,
it's the trails.
That's where I graduated high school. Crested Butte
See?
Community
there
school.
You go. Look at this.
CBCS.
Here's the best part for me, Sam. There are... three offices that I currently work with that are located between Gunnison and the lift chair at Crested Butte.
Speaking of Gunnison,
that's dope.
When you open a business, like, now business hat back on, how much business does one expect from Gunnison when you open a business in Crested Butte? Or even, like, talking to folks there now. Is that a thing?
It's a somewhat of a thing. I think a lot of people from Gunnison go to Crested Butte to ski, obviously.
Okay. But it's not that far. Right? It's like, what, a 25-minute
drive?
What
is it, 30-minute bus ride? I mean,
and there's a bus that goes back and forth
from the school
to Gunnison.
So it's almost like Frisco to Breckenridge. Right? It'd be like 20 minutes?
It's 26 miles. It probably takes, 30 minutes, I guess, if you're driving the speed limit.
Which is...
But it's cool, too, because there's actually something we're going to really hope to capitalize on is there's a bus that goes from the mountain to town to CB South to Gunnison.
Seriously?
Yeah. It's a free bus. Doesn't cost any money. Runs pretty frequently. So what we're kind of hoping to capitalize on is there's a lot of people who are working in the mountain and town who commute to CB South and Gunnison to live. So we're hoping for even people who live in Gunnison to say, I take the bus. Well, I'm going to stop at CB South, go get a beer at Zuni West in CB South, have a beer at
Patent pending.
And then, catch the next bus the in bus an back. Hour.
It can be a date night, quite honestly.
For real.
And then vice versa. Yeah, no, and we have friends in Gunnison who have told us, we'll
take the bus all day, huh?
Take the bus or...
So tell us about the building. Will it have a kitchen built in or is it just a brewery?
Yeah, we didn't even talk about this. So
I missed something.
Yeah, you missed a lot. We didn't get very far.
No.
So Willie Trutner, CB South and Zuni West and CB South will be building, correct, a new brewery, a satellite location of the venerated elder of Denver's craft brewery scene, Zuni Street.
Thanks for the update.
Tell us more now that we've jumped the shark on that one.
I am sorry. That is not the definition of jumping in the shark.
I know. It's the closest. It's the opposite of jumping the
happy
shark.
Days,
I know. It proved they ruined the show. I get it.
Relate to this.
Where's the video when we need it?
We can't because he cried earlier.
Yeah. Twice. You told me there's no videos, damn it. Yeah,
that Cherry Creek party.
Cry about the Cherry Creek
Now you're
parties.
Sad about the happy days and being over. I loved Ron Howard.
I know what happy days are.
And there's more to come. More happy days to come.
Happy days are on the
at Zuni Street, Zuni West, and CB South.
Now we're fucking playing Franz and the Machine or whatever.
Get it. Okay, going. So, the brewery in Crested Butte will be, kitchen is a part of it. It'll be a two-story establishment. We're looking at, all in all, it's about 8,000 square feet.
Okay.
Two stories. We'll have the bottom story. We'll have a kitchen space that we lease out. We're talking to a few tenants to take over the kitchen space. We're still working that out.
Spots that are already established in CB or Gunnison. Or
I don't know if I can disclose that information.
Okay, this is that is straight CEO gangster shit.
Yeah, right. You can't. This is up to them. This is their information that I can't share.
I ate a lot of really good food in Crested Butte, so I'm
there.
Looking,
is some good. There are really good restaurants.
Looking for
there.
Some good names here, but anyway.
Yeah. And then we'll have tap room space. We'll have a barrel room down there.
Okay.
And then we'll have the brewery.
Pull
space.
It up here.
Looking at like a 20-barrel brewery up there. We have a 10-barrel here, so we're going to kind of double our production capacity, and then our fermentation capacity will also be increased. Looking at canning.
You say looking at canning? Does that mean you're committed to canning?
We're probably committed to canning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much does it make sense to move some of the major stuff like canning to Crested Butte instead of leaving it here?
That's the first question a lot of people ask, and I have a different take on it and a different thought, is that, right, so, hey.
Don't call us a lot of people. We're kind of, bigger than Jonathan Shikes. We're kind of.
No, we're not. Is that, did Shikes ask that question? For the record, Unfiltered fans.
No.
All three of you.
Just kidding.
I didn't know about this whole fucking Christmas thing until 5 minutes after.
It's because you can't read.
Cracked a beer, so.
Reading is hard.
This is all new to me.
What was the question?
Canning.
Oh, why canning here, up there, instead of here? Well, big thing here, we don't have any space to can.
Okay.
We are very, very limited in our space. My landlord wants to keep me interested in a warehouse space that he has actually, I mean, it's connected to it. It used to be for the tea company.
Oh, I noticed it was empty.
Now it's empty. He keeps trying to get it. But problem there is it's like there's it's old. I don't own the property.
Used to be a garage at one point, right?
This is the garage.
This was the garage. That's right.
I mean, long story short, I don't own the property, and I'm done kind of committing money and infrastructure into property I don't own.
Yeah.
I guess it's kind of...
So Zuni West is... You guys are going to own the rights to the property? Is that also what I'm hearing?
Yeah, we'll own the property. We'll own the building.
You own the land, everything.
I don't know. Yeah, we're getting a bank loan. It's a big bank loan, but they are ready to finance.
If they're 100% behind you, that's key.
It's nice. They're not opposed. It's a local bank, so they really like the idea of a brewery coming in and et cetera, et cetera. So that's okay. I don't know what's the other reason why. The other reason why I love the idea of growing and building in Crested Butte is that in Denver, so the neighborhood brewery thing, I don't necessarily think it's flooded, right? Because there's neighborhoods popping up all the time. So if you can open a neighborhood brewery in an up-and-coming neighborhood, that's cool. So there's kind of necessarily a how many breweries are allowed or how many neighborhoods there are, right?
Did you think about Resolute when you were thinking about this? Their location up north?
I did, actually.
You did?
There was a second... I thought of it, but...
No, but, like, the same idea, you know, like opening up in the middle of a new community.
Yeah.
So, that informed your decision a little bit, or no?
No, I guess, sorry, no, it did not.
It didn't.
Yeah.
I thought about Resolute, but yeah. Not apparently not what it. You think
I was there drinking a beer.
Should have been thinking about.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, Resolute's a brewery.
It makes total sense, yes.
They're still around.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it worked, right. I mean, it opened to a new community and opened to a new place that doesn't necessarily have that access to craft local beer.
Yeah.
That we do in Denver, right? We have 90 or 100 or however many fucking amazing breweries in a 5-mile radius, 10-mile radius.
It's a legit statistic, 90 to a fucking 100.
But so, up there, there's not that.
There's not that. And CB South, it's not an apples to apples either, because CB South is somewhat established, I would say, right? It's new in the last 15 to 20 years, or am I wrong?
CB South has been there. I mean, since the 70s. Okay. It's probably the first building was probably in the 70s. Gotcha. But exactly, it's been... And they've only developed 50% of what they are allowed to develop.
Oh, wow.
So there's still 50. I mean, they've only grown. It only has more room to grow. Yeah.
So big news locally just in the last few days that I have read on the flip side, right? The one little piece of information I have
read. On the flip side, AC Slater's here. Go ahead, AC.
Big investor from California.
That chair backward, please. Sit down.
I can do that.
It'd be really cool.
We're at the max.
I am, and I'm a big Trump fan, too.
No, I said your chair backward.
Yeah, I know. Slater. But he also wore his hat backwards.
He never wore a hat. His hair was too good. Never saw him wear a hat. Wrestled at Iowa University. had this conversation the other day.
What a mess. This is as it I is, said, train wreck. Big,
three tired dads.
Big California money coming into Crested Butte is the newest story, frankly.
Yeah, have you heard about it?
I have heard about it. I have seen the info on it. How do you think that changes the landscape for what you're trying to do?
It only helps what we're trying to do from a money-making standpoint. Okay. Absolutely.
What about a small-town local trying to raise my kid in the mountains all of a sudden vibe?
And not as good of a feeling. But what I hear about this guy is that he isn't necessarily into developing. He isn't necessarily into blowing everything up and turning it into condos. He actually, to some degree, there's a thought that he's buying these places to keep them the way they are.
Okay.
So no one else buys them and blows them up and turns them into condos and whatever.
It's a bonus, for sure.
Right, because I think this is just kind of Crested Butte's a little, you know, as a billionaire, it's a nice little town that he can go visit, and he wants to keep it a nice little town that he can go
visit. Fly his little plane into and show up like a ninja overnight.
Exactly, yeah. As long as there's an airstrip for his private jet, you know, that's okay. But let's keep all the buildings as small as possible and as historic as possible. That's the vibe I'm getting. I don't know.
That's never, good. No, that's never that's why I asked. Because that's a big, I think, I mean, you've been laying the groundwork for this for a year. right?
And yeah.
Who knows? He could have been laying the groundwork for this for 5 years, or he could have been determined strictly by whichever direction the wind was blowing last week, right?
Actually, I think he heard Zuni West was coming, and then Zuni West started CB buying.
Give me a contract.
Yeah, done. I am moving there.
Who wrote this guy, Willie Trutner?
Willie Trutner, Cherry Creek Party, every Friday night now. I got to go.
Pretty.
It was a cool party.
And with that, we shall wrap this up.
Shall we?
We shall.
Oh. Is that done? Okay.
Well, I mean, we're going to have to come back when you open up shop down
there.
Fuck
yeah, dude.
Yeah, have a party.
Taking the ski van for sure.